We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I still think they're like 91, 92 wins. I think they can make a run for the division title. I think the Braves are going to be awfully good. But the Phillies have a hell of a 1-2 punch. And with the way Suarez, you know, the potential Suarez has, we've seen it in glimpses and flashes over the last few years. With him healthy, you could have a pretty darn good 1-2-3. And a lot of teams have drop-offs after three in their pitching. You got a heck of an offense. I think they could win. I guess I would probably say 92. It wouldn't surprise me if they went above that.
Jim Salisbury, 92 is his number. Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Rhea's going to be in studio coming up at 11 here. We'll talk to Phillies broadcaster Kevin Stocker at 12. Daily Mock, of course, later on in the show. And we'll get to the Harden stuff last night. I was at the game. The boos were happening all night. Crazy ending. So, well, yeah, we'll get to all that with the Sixers last night. But so Salisbury's got 92 here. Hugh, you're at 94?
94.
It's a good number for the Phillies.
I like it.
I like that.
And another thing, with Jim said 92, 93 wins, I mean, you're still going to be contending for the division at that point. I think that everybody.
Do you think the Braves are coming back a little bit? Because Braves won 104.
I think so. The Braves are so, like, I look at it like this. In the offseason for the Braves, from what I've heard, it's been a lot of talk about the Phillies and how that series went. And complaining about the layover and things of that nature. So there's a good chance that they might not be that high-powered team that they were last year at the beginning of the season. So, yeah, I think there's a chance that they might not be at 100 wins.
So I absolutely believe the Braves are coming back down to earth. I don't think they're going to win as many games as
they
did last year.
About, not to cut you off, Joe, but then you talk about that lineup last year. Man, they had like 200 or 300 home runs.
300. 300 in a season. It's ridiculous.
They had everybody hidden. Everybody their mama was hidden for the Braves.
It feels like a lot of Braves had career years. And like I understand Acuña's in special, special talent. I'm not saying he's going to stop being good. He'll be good for a long time.
We're talking about Austin Riley, yeah, Marcelo Ozuna.
Like, is Olsen going to hit 54 home runs again? I would bet the under on that. Is Albies going to be as good? And also, all their guys stayed healthy. You know, we had a caller last segment who mentioned, well, the Phillies are going to have injuries. All those Braves guys played like 150 games last year. Acuña already had a knee thing in spring training where he had to go for an MRI. I think the Braves come back down to earth. I also think if the Phillies are in the division race, it's going to push them more forward to try to win a lot late in the season. I think it was, I don't remember which one of our guests in spring training last week. It might have been Scott Fransky who mentioned, like, you know, when your team is not very good in the beginning and you know you can't win the division, you kind of manage July, August, September differently. The Phillies were kind of just thinking about October and July because they knew they weren't going to win the division. You get off to a good start, you're in it the whole year, you push, and that's why I think 100 wins is possible, and I believe it's realistic for the Phillies. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go to Ron Amanco, who always sees the silver lining with the Philadelphia Phillies. What's up, Ron?
Hey, guys.
Ron,
what's up, man?
You ready for opening day?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm ready. But I'll tell you what, this is why I listen to the radio. Like the Chris with the Rocky music in the back. This is why I love the station, because you get so much from one side to the other side. For me, that's what it is. And then you get you guys, a little bit of you guys help. You know what I mean?
Well, we're just trying to help people out, Ron. Like, we try to guide you to the right spot.
There. Yeah. You're always there.
So, listen. First of all, Howard Eskins, he's stoned or something, 107 games. Okay. I wish he would just stick with the Eagles. You know he's a double agent for the Birds, right? He's a mole.
I didn't know that.
You should just stick with Eagles.
Has he always been one? Was Howard a double agent when you were playing, Hugh? Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Well, he is. He is. So anyway, all these, I jotted down some thoughts here because for them to win 100 games, win the NL East, and ultimately go to the World Series and get through the playoffs and win the World Series, okay, all these things got to happen. Here they are.
What do you got?
I'm looking at, I got seven players right here that have to make the big step. They got to put the big boy pants on. And I'll start, okay? Boehm, Stott, Marsh, Rojas, pitchers, Sanchez, Ranger, Soto, okay? These players here have to make the big step. That's number one, okay? The other thing is, with sticking with pitching, is Alvarez going to – what's his name? Alvarado?
Alvarado. Alvarez, Jose.
Okay.
You know his name?
He's going to carry the load for closer?
Okay? I think he's their most important and best reliever. I don't know if he's the closer.
Well, of course he is, but yeah. He is, but there's no way this guy's going to cover the like Ridge did. Lynch, he's never not even close.
Well, I mean, Ron, we're basing it on perfection. I mean, no reliever is good. That was a unique kind of season.
Hey, listen, I'm giving you the ingredients to win a World Series. You want to hear the rest of the recipe or not?
Well, how many ingredients?
Get him right, Ron.
Yeah, give me another.
You want to hear it or not?
Go ahead, Ron.
Tell him, Ron. Okay. Tell him.
Number one, they need to use their speed. They've got speed up and down. There's only two guys that can't run in the lineup. We know the left fielder can't run. And I don't want Harper running. But on a pass ball or this, that, or the other, yeah, take the base. There's only two guys that can't steal on this team. Okay? Your bullpen games. The first week or two, you're already pitching bullpen games. You're already pitching bull games. Before we get out of April,
yeah, but that's not
you're
bad.
Pitching many bull games.
Because
okay, guess what?
I mean, they did that, Ron. They did that last year, and they still won 90 games. Every team's got to do it once in a while. It's okay.
I'm telling you, it's clean living or something because they're getting away with it. They're not going to get away with this stuff forever, okay? So, listen, you start seven guys or eight guys, whatever the hell he uses. These guys come out, they play clean, you get them in, you get them out, and guess what? One guy comes in and blows up.
I think the goal is to do that less. I mean, if Walker comes back, they're going to have five starters.
Here's the other thing.
What do you got?
Here's the other thing, okay? Now, because you're doing bullpen games, I keep hearing how great our bullpen is.
Number
I don't think
one
it's that
bullpen
good.
In baseball, according to MLB.com.
Okay, well, guess what? Because you got to do all these bullpen games, now you shrunk
but they're
the
not doing a lot
now,
of bullpen games, Ron. Ron, why do you think they're going to do so many bullpen games?
They've got three starters.
No, is Sanchez not a starter?
Not to me. Not yet. He's not.
He hasn't gotten
on that mound, and he hasn't. No, he has not done it yet.
But he did it the whole second half of the season.
So, Ron, what's the recipe for the World Series?
Yeah, when are we getting to the recipe?
What's the recipe for the World Series?
These are all the ingredients.
I'm almost done.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm almost done.
It's one of those, like a grandma's recipe.
It's really long.
It's more like a recipe for disaster.
Yeah, it sounds like
a lot of negative points.
What I'm telling you, if all this stuff here, okay, if they do all these things and they use this, first of all, I don't think they could do it because the manager and the GM, they love the long ball. This is what they're all about. And when it's time to play the short game and move runners up and use their speed, they just don't do it.
Home runs win.
They're like an old American League team. They're like an old American League team back in the 70s. They just get up there wailing.
Ron, give us your number.
Get fired up, Ron.
What's your win total, Ron?
91 wins.
91. All right.
And they get knocked out in the first round.
Oh, Ron. That's enough.
You said that's enough.
Well, because, I mean, Kyle puts the music on. I mean, Ron's supposed to get everyone fired up. And then even if he just said 91, that's not a bad win total. I mean, that's a playoff team and all that.
More but then than, he hit you with the first round
well,
knockout.
Well, yeah, he hits you with the, it's going to end with a thud in the first round.
Yeah, that wasn't nice. That wasn't nice at all.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, Ron's got a lot of worries. I see way more reasons for this team's going to be really good than reasons they're going to have issues. And here's the other thing. They keep saying they're keeping the powder dry. If they have issues, they better go
fix it. They better go fix those issues.
They better. I don't want to. You know, I know a couple days ago, I didn't make a big deal out of it because I think they're going to be really good, and I believe they'll add at the deadline. But look, you know, all the reporting that's come out about the Montgomery thing is they didn't want to go over the third luxury tax.
Yeah,
I don't want to hear that in July, Hugh. If they're close and they need something,
you have to go all in.
I don't want to hear anything about their money. All right, let's go to Ken in Cinnamon. What's up, Ken?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
What's going
good,
on,
Ken? What's up?
Nothing better than following Ron from Montgo, man. Don't let the truth get in the way of your narrative. You know, Ron's the guy in February who told everybody that he knew for a fact that John Middleton had closed the checkbook, and then it turned out that the Phillies offered Yamamoto more than anybody else did. So I guess they were going to pay him on a credit card because the checkbook was closed. I don't know where people are coming from with this. This team is the floor for this team, barring something just catastrophically unforeseen. The floor for this team is 95 wins, and 100 is not even close to out of the question. And just for some perspective on just some things here, you're looking at potentially five, maybe even six guys in this lineup with 100 RBIs this year, okay? You've got your seven-hitter is a double. Your eight-hitter is a doubles machine in Brad Marsh. You've got your seven-hole hitter who, if he's slotted into seven right now, is Bryson Stott. But you're looking at a guy there who could potentially lead the league in hits. And that's not even a stretch because he's so good bat to ball. And I don't see the holes that everybody seems to see. You're potentially going to get 200 innings out of Ranger Suarez this year. I mean, the impact of that on this pitching staff, boy, if you get 200 innings out of Ranger Suarez, you're talking about 1-2-3 now. We're worried about Taijuan Walker? Like, but it's so damaging to substitute Spencer Turnbull for Taijuan Walker for a stretch. I mean, he's the four starter, for God's sake.
Yeah, and Ken, to your point on Ranger, I saw something the other day. I think people sometimes miss what's happened with starting pitching in baseball. So last year, only one team had three guys get to 190 innings. That was Seattle. Only one other team had two. That was the Phillies, Ken. So, like, one team had three. One team had two. That was the Phillies. Nobody else had multiple starters get to 190. The Phillies had two of them, obviously, with Wheeler and Nola. And, Ken, if we're right about Ranger and he takes a step forward, they'll survive what they get out of 4 and 5. If they get 190 to 200 innings out of three starters, that's rare. I mean, only one or two teams in all of baseball do that.
And I think their bullpen is as good as their bullpen is you know, kind of made out to be right now by the pundits. Like, I just, if the thing that you think is going to keep you from winning 100 games is your nine hitter, and look, I'm not bought in hook, line, and sinker on Johan Rojas to start the season, but I don't think the Phillies are necessarily married to it for the long term either. They're gonna give him a chance to see if he can hit his way into the lineup, batting 220 or 230, and if he can't, they've got a plan to adjust. But this is a really, really good baseball team, and people are looking with a microscope to try and find things wrong with this team to dampen their own expectations. And to me, that's just stupid.
Yeah, and I think it's a kind of a mischaracterization. And Ken, we always appreciate the phone call. I think people are looking too much at the win total of the last 2 years and not enough at the context, right? There was issues in the beginning of each of the last two seasons.
There was no power, and Bryce was coming off an injury. Trey was coming off of whatever he was coming off of. So, yeah, it was the guys that you needed to hit weren't doing their job.
And I don't think that happens again the exact same way.
Can't happen that. It can't happen.
Well, I guess it could. I just don't anticipate it. I mean, I'd be surprised.
Trey can't come in. He can't start the season like he does start last year.
Well, if he does, then the question.
And that's the problem.
Yeah, then the question then is he really that great anymore? I mean, it would be more about his actual ability than it would be about adjustments. I mean,
some fans to come down there and wash his car for him and make him feel better. Like, have signs outside of training. Like, hey, we love you, and, you know, you got to play better.
What about ovations? We're doing that again?
Yeah, we're definitely doing
that. Okay.
I mean, it worked.
This is a joke, quite frankly.
If he's not broke, don't fix it.
215-592-9494. All right, your win total for the Phillies. What is your number right now? Hugh's at 94. I believe 100 is attainable. Kyle's at 100 on the nose. Are you still at wire to wire for the division?
Absolutely. Okay. Does now, if you ask me if they're a 100 plus win team or below, does saying 100 not having a take, is that Does that go against our core values?
No, you're 100. Okay. 100 plus means 100 or plus.
I'm just wondering because that to me feels like the both or neither.
No, I think if you're at 162, you've accomplished
which I hate.
Yeah. Well, but
not a big both or neither.
That'd be a nice round number. Exactly 100 wins. All right, Hugh, we also have a prize to give away today to go see a 100-win baseball team. Well, maybe two of them. Braves-Phillies on Saturday, 4:05 first pitch. It is the first opening. It's the first night game, opening night. Fans 15 over will receive a McDonald's opening night T-shirt. Phillies-Braves this Saturday night. We have a prize, a big one. We play a little game called Hugh's Clue.
You know, Joe, I just want to say this. Before I get to this first clue, something happened yesterday that never normally happens for me.
Okay.
I felt bad about something that I did yesterday.
What'd you do?
I felt bad.
That never happens to you?
Yeah, no, I don't feel bad. I sleep good at night for some of the decisions that I made. Even the bad ones, I still sleep good at night.
Hey, you can't go back in the past and change
them. I can't change them.
And Hugh Douglas just keeps working.
But I felt bad because there were a couple people that complained about my initial clues when it comes to Hugh's clues. So I said that, you know what, I need to do a better job. I mean, plus, these are some great prizes. You know, people want to go to Phillies games, and I see that. Like, I was coming to work this morning, and I saw all the people wearing Phillies gear this morning. So I was like, you know, I need to do a better job of allowing people an opportunity to win these great prizes, these tickets.
Okay.
So I'm going to do a better job with my clues. So here's the first clue for these Philly tickets. This Philly was drafted the same year I was drafted.
Oh, okay. So we're going with a ball player today, not an actor or an actress.
Yes.
Now,
we're
hold on.
Going with this.
Are we sure this person is a baseball player or not? You know, like, see,
wait a minute. Don't do me like that.
I'm just
that.
Wondering.
I said Philly, but then again, in my mind, a Philly could be just a person that, you know, lives in Philly.
Well, it could be a horse.
I mean,
too,
like if he cooked dinner the other day, he could be a chef.
It could be anything, according to you. All right, let's tone it back down. Hugh's trying to get everyone. Hugh's trying to keep people on the right track here today. All right. This Philly drafted
this Philly,
the same year as you.
It's a Philly.
Okay.
Keeping in the theme of the week.
Okay, I like
it's
it.
It's a Philly.
All right, here we go. Let's see what people think on this one. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Hugh's Clues, pair of tickets online today. Phillies, Braves, Saturday at 4:05. We'll take your guesses and, of course, your take on this. Are the Phillies a 100-win baseball team? And get on the record with your exact win total for the season. Ben in Montgomeryville. Hey, Ben.
What's up, guys? How you guys doing?
Oh, that's the intensity I need this morning, Ben.
Ben, what kind of coffee you drinking?
I'm drinking Benergy! Listen, I got Hugh. Remember me? I work at the Eagles. I've seen you all the time. How you doing, buddy?
I'm great, Ben. I'm great. I can't complain. I'm good.
Listen, I'm doing a fundraiser today for the Eagles Autism Challenge at the Eagle Diner on Street Road. And guess what? The Phillies are going to win 102 games.
Okay. I do remember Ben.
I
like,
know
Ben,
too.
The more that you talk, the more I recognize your energy. Yes.
Seems like a guy you wouldn't
you
forget.
You can see the excitement.
Yes, the glasses.
Yeah.
He wears glasses. Yes.
Yeah, so the Phillies are going to win 102 games. We're going to the World Series. Eagles are winning the Super Bowl. I'm calling it.
It's the best year ever, Ben. I
Ben,
love it. All
I
right, Ben.
From your lips.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
To God's ears.
Ben, give us a guess here for Hugh's Clues. A Philly that was drafted the same year Hugh was.
I'm going to say Jim Thome.
Jim Thome.
Why did I feel like with
guess.
The energy that he came with that he was probably going to get it right out
of the You know what? I thought
I would have been mad about that.
I would not have been mad about that.
I would have been happy for Ben.
That's a good guess.
I'm going to guess, I'm taking back to my memory of Thome. I believe Thome was drafted before your time, Hugh. A little bit before.
A little bit, but I mean, it's still a good guess.
No, it is a good guess. I mean, it's not that early.
Because he's listening. He's listening to what we were talking about. Yeah. When did Thome get drafted? In like 90?
I remember him up with those Cleveland teams in that very early 90s. It could have been late 80s or it could have been like 90. Because like I first recall watching Thome like 93, 92, 93, 94 in those Cleveland lineups. He was he was obviously a tremendous player. 215-592-9494. Robert in Germantown. Hey, Robert.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, Robert.
What's going on, man?
You all got your canoes out, ready to paddle back and forth?
We have our canoes. Yes, we're ready to go. Hopefully, we don't need them tomorrow because we need a baseball game here tomorrow.
I just got me some new tires, so I'm going to drive my truck.
You know,
right over that water?
Right over the water.
Yeah, my thought about baseball, you know, I wish the northern teams that don't have indoor stadiums like Toronto and Minnesota, that we get to play our games in the south. I mean, the idea, I've done it. I'll tell you a quick story. I was at the early April game. I don't think it was opening day that Mike Schmidt hit a bunch of home runs. I think the score, you can look it up, Kyle. I think it was like 16, 17 to 15. I mean, we won, but it was cold. In those days in Chicago, it was afternoon games, and it's windy in Chicago in April. And not pleasant. I'm looking, if I'm going to go to a game at all, guys, July. Give me a nice, hot, sweaty evening, the beer and a hot dog.
You were at the game where Schmidt hit all those home runs at Wrigley. Is that what you're talking about?
Yep, I was there. Rick Monday hit a bunch of home runs.
18-16, I believe, was the score.
18-16 was the score? Yeah. What was that, opening day, or was sometime in April, right?
April 17th, 76. Yeah, it's 1976.
Yeah, it wasn't exactly opening day, but I was in Chicago. I was going to, you know, Notre Dame down the railroad line, and I'd like to get in Chicago. And in those days, they had no lights, which was really neat. Afternoon baseball, what a blast, man. You know, the kids could come with you. It was affordable, 50 cents to sit in the bleachers.
50 cents, boy.
Yeah, that was those days. I remember when I was a kid, and the Cubs used to be on TV, just broadcast across the nation. I remember watching their mm-hmm. day games because it was on TV.
Yeah, it was great. A historic ballpark.
Yeah.
The neighborhood where, I think up the road on, was it Wacker or North Clark, Al Cabon whacked all those guys on Valentine's Day Massacre. They have the garage. You can go and watch the bullet holes. Have a piece of pizza. You know, it's a great, great location for a ballpark. It's one of the best. Along with
so,
Fenway.
Robert, what are you thinking? What are you thinking on the Phils? What's your win total?
Well, you know, I know you're enthusiastic at 100, and I'd like to believe we could get there. We probably could, but, you know, the problem with me, I'm 90. I think it's the veteran guys. They're making too much money to really put out the energy all the time you need to get to 100-plus games. I'm not seeing it. The veterans, they'll ramp it up when they need to. They'll get in the playoffs. We'll get into the World Series again, third time. I think we'll win it this time. We get there and we're healthy. But I think the veteran team like that, I don't trust veterans playing any sport, basketball, hockey. They kind of cruise for large parts of the season, been my experience.
And they've done that. And Robert, to be fair, they've done that the last 2 years. I mean, they have. And Robert, appreciate the phone call. I do sense this year is different.
A little bit of sense of urgency.
I feel that. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it'll be just like the last 2 years. I think they're going to push. I think they want to win the division. I think the Phillies get a sense from, none of them have said it, that they realize maybe like deep down, subconsciously, they don't have many years left in this window with this group. This is not a young team. I think they're going to push. That's part of the reason why I think they're getting to 100. 215-592-9494. We'll get to your phone calls coming up here. Your guess is for Hughes Clues, a Philly that was drafted the same year as Hugh is your first clue. Pair of tickets on the line Saturday against the Braves. 405 is the first pitch. Plus, we got to get to all of the stuff last night down at the Wells Fargo Center. James Harden, the return, the booze, the ridiculous end of that basketball game. I mean, the Sixers were screwed out of a victory last night by the referees. We'll get to it all. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Say goodbye to busted brackets because FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, lets you bet on every game of the tourney. Whether you're betting on a big upset or a one seed, it's time to go dancing on America's number one sportsbook. I really like the FanDuel app. Right now, new customers get $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. I like Iowa State tonight to take down Illinois. That's $200 to use on point spreads, money lines. You could even pick who's going to win it all. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO and bet on college hoops until they cut down the nets. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.